Would you like a time of refreshing in your life? A time of feeling rejuvenated and revitalized? A time of healing? A time of being restored? A clean slate, a fresh start? Well, guess what? Easter, the message of Jesus resurrected from the dead, has the power to give you exactly that. I'd like you to think about this account of the Bible, something that happened maybe 2 or 3 months after Jesus had lived and died and risen again on that very first Easter Sunday. Peter and John were walking into the temple and they saw a beggar there, someone who had never walked his entire life. And that man asked Peter for some money and Peter said, "Look at me." And then he told them, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." That man not only walked, he jumped up, he praised God, he was shouting in a loud voice. Just imagine if you had not walked your whole life and all of a sudden you could. To say the least, he was rejuvenated, he was refreshed, he was energized. He had a fresh start and a bright outlook. This drew a lot of attention. Peter used that spotlight of everybody being there in the temple around 3 in the afternoon, the normal time of prayer, when there would be a lot of people in the temple anyways. He used that time to talk about the real reason that this was a time of refreshing and rejuvenation. He said, "Don't think for one second that it is by my human power or godliness that this man is walking who has never walked before. It's because of Jesus of Nazareth, the one that you disowned before Pilate, the one that you traded in for the murderer Barabbas, the one who you crucified just a few weeks ago. You killed the author of life, but God has raised him from the dead. Easter has happened. Death did not keep Jesus down, even though you did your best in order to keep him down." And then Peter said this about times of refreshing. He said, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." There you have it. You trust in Christ's resurrection and your sins are wiped out, canceled, washed away, never coming back. You see, when Jesus went to the grave, he took your sins with him. He died for them on the cross, buried them in the grave, and then he walked out of the grave on Easter morning without your sins anymore. They're still buried and gone and done, all accounted for by God's holy announcement. Times of refreshing come from the Lord. That's the opposite, isn't it? Of feeling guilty, of feeling weighed down by shame, of having that dark cloud that is heavy, that follows you everywhere you go, that never gives any relief. All of that is wiped out, washed away. In Christ alone, we have healing. And that gives us energy for today as well as tomorrow. Because Christ's healing, refreshing, rejuvenation, restoration is not just for you. That fresh start is available for anyone. The purpose in life you can have now is, first of all, to drink in Christ's Easter victory for yourself. And then second of all, to ask God for a chance to announce that Easter victory to someone else, so that they no longer need to be unsettled by their fears, be weighed down by their guilt, to be unsure of what God thinks of them, to be embarrassed about their sinful regrets. Easter is the answer. We are Easter people who live in times of refreshment. We are Easter people who share that refreshment often and look for chances to do that as long as we're breathing. God bless you with that precious approach to life.